More than 1 billion doses of COVID-19 vaccines have been administered in China. Health officials say it took just 5 days to administer the latest 100 million doses. It had taken China about 2 months to climb from 100 million doses to 900 million doses. China has been accelerating its COVID-19 vaccination campaign since late March. Thailand has received a batch of the Sinopharm COVID-19 vaccine from China. The vaccine is to be added to the COVID-19 inoculation program as the country ramps up its vaccination drive. The country is currently administering China's Sinovac vaccine and the locally manufactured AstraZeneca vaccine. Chinese authorities have released a white paper on the construction of the Hainan Free Trade Port. The white paper introduces central policies and achievements of the construction of the free trade port over the past year. The Hong Kong chief executive has said the city will play a key role in promoting renminbi internationalization. Carrie Lam said Hong Kong can also contribute to the country's financial development. She said this includes promoting diversified financing, fund management, risk management, and green development. Russian ambassador to the U.S. Anatoly Antonov has left Moscow for New York, from where he will travel back to his post in Washington. Last week, Russian President Vladimir Putin and U.S. President Joe Biden agreed in Geneva for their ambassadors to return to the posts. After a decade of conflicts, Syria is trying to get back on its feet and resume the country's digital transformation. As part of the efforts, a high-tech expo has been held in the country's capital, Damascus. Businesses across the U.S. are on a hiring spree as COVID-19 restrictions continue to ease and economic recovery gathers pace. Job openings are now up at a record level, but many employers are struggling to find people to fill them. The Australian Trade Minister has declared that the government is in no rush to reopen the international borders. Dan Tahan confirms that Australia is negotiating a potential travel bubble with Singapore, but that a final decision will be made by medical experts based on the spread of COVID-19 variants of concern. The travel bubble between Australia and New Zealand opened in April, allowing quarantine-free travel to and from Australia for the first time since the start of the coronavirus pandemic.